In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Embark on your job search journey with ZipRecruiter, and you can discover the dream job you never knew existed.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Last Known Position, starring Gina Rodriguez, created by Luke Passmore.
It is September 29th, and we are somewhere in the Pacific. Kavanaugh has been on board the entire time. He revealed himself conveniently right at the moment I was calling to abort this freak show. And now he's claiming a sea monster took down Flight 7963. I'll say that again. A sea monster. And there's just no response to something like that. I can't even imagine what he plans to do next. My guess is he doesn't either. Can grief really do this to someone? Warp their concept of reality so much they start inventing insane fantasies to live in just so they can escape? I once heard grief is love that has nowhere to go. Kavanaugh is supposed to be one of the most intelligent people on the planet, but what he's doing, these lies, this fantasy mission he's invented. Is this his idea of love? Shit. If so, I mean, what more is he capable of? What else will he rationalize doing? I'll admit, though, this has made me think about if I ever lost you, Al. I'd do the same thing. But I also wouldn't drag anyone else into it. I'm going to come home, I promise. But first, I'm gonna stop Kavanaugh. Hey, Anna. Yeah, come in. Join us.
Sorry. I didn't think we should have all come down at once.
He already knows. He knows everything that goes on board.
Are we safe to talk in here?
Supposedly. Levi told me they monitor everything but our personal quarters. But at the rate things are going, that's probably a lie too, so I guess we can just keep our voices down.
Where's Erin?
Oh, she won't leave the stranger if she doesn't have to. Not in his condition. He's too important, so we'll just fill her in.
Is Nolan coming?
What do you think? He's had the right idea from the very start. Keep the hell away from everything and everyone. Anyway, I'll just come out and say it. Kavanaugh is crazy, and we're all in danger.
You really think that?
Yes, I do. Rayanch, I know you think the same.
Hey, I said he's crazy to think we'd actually find the plane.
Yeah, and now it's worse. A monster? We're talking about a mental break from reality, and we're all stranded on a ship in the middle of nowhere with him.
Okay, why don't we just indulge him? Let him waste his own time for a couple of weeks. Then we can all go home and get paid.
Because we have no idea what he has planned between now and then. I'm worried about us, all of us.
Look, I agree. He may have slight delusions, but he's not psychotic. We're nobodies. A couple of scientists and engineers and a sub-pilot. We're random. He has no reason to hurt us.
The point is, We don't know what to expect from him next, and that's what should scare each of us. And Jim Harper knew this too.
What do you mean?
He left a recording for me.
What? When? How could he possibly have known you were going to be here?
That's exactly it. He was afraid something would happen to him, and he knew that I'd be next on Kavanaugh's call list.
Wait. What did the message say?
That Kavanaugh was crazy, and someone needed to stop the mission.
Okay, so maybe he found out about Kavanaugh's monster theory somehow. It would sound crazy without context.
And then he conveniently had a heart attack?
No. Correlation is not causation, Michaela. Besides, why would he kill Jim for knowing what he was just going to tell us all anyway a few days later?
I just think we're jumping to some major conclusions and we shouldn't push it or Kavanaugh too much. Like I said, if we just bide our time...
You're not going to care about your paycheck if you're at the bottom of the ocean, Nate.
A bit dramatic, Michaela.
What he's told us already seems way out there. What else would he even be hiding?
There might be something else.
Might be?
Is. There is something else. I know every single inch of this ship, but when I started my initial design, I was instructed to include a space that I have no idea what it's intended for.
Where is it?
Below the main deck, near the engine. It's about 5 feet wide and 4 feet deep.
That's basically a kitchen pantry.
Maybe he keeps the better snacks in there. I don't know.
It's not wired for any electric. No power is going in or out. It's completely sealed and has a 2-inch steel door.
Doesn't want anyone getting in.
And it's lined entirely with copper.
That's odd.
Seems like it'd be some kind of safe, but...
But you wouldn't go out of your way to line a safe with copper.
I know the purpose of everything on board except that little room.
It's a Faraday cage.
A what?
God, I'm so blind.
A Faraday cage. It seals up anything in a conductive material. Copper, in this case, it protects whatever's inside from electric fields or charges.
Like radio frequencies?
Or lightning?
Yeah, if you had something electronically sensitive or valuable.
Or a weapon?
Well, whatever you'd want protected, you'd keep it in there.
I don't know how many more signs there can be. We need to be a united front. However Kavanaugh tries to explain this monster thing, we need to make him see reason. We'll try that first, yeah? Everyone agree?
Sato, get your... What's going on here?
The hell? You can't just come in my room like that.
Then lock your door. Now hurry, he's awake.
Whoa, wait! Why is everyone coming in here? I need this room clear.
I want full transparency, Doctor. They'll stay back.
Is he okay?
He's going to hurt himself if he keeps fighting me.
Do not sedate him again. We need to question him. Where is Flores?
Sorry, I was... What's his status?
What's he saying? Flores?
He was on a boat.
Was it called Hope of the Horizon?
Soto, let us ask the questions.
Senhor, o nome do seu barco era O Horizonte da Esperança?
Jesus, this is crazy.
His name is Luis. He's a fisherman. His friend Gilberto was...
Was what?
Swallowed.
I am sedating him. He's going to have an aneurysm. Levi, help me hold him.
No. Ask him what happened.
Senhor, por favor, você precisa falar com a gente. Me conta o que aconteceu lá.
O mar, a água, despertou em volta do barco, do nada. Aí destruiu tudo, destruiu o meu barco. Você tá entendendo?
Sim.
Você tá entendendo? O mar, a água,
destruiu o
barco. Em volta do barco, do nada. Aí destruiu tudo. Destruiu o meu barco. Você tá entendendo?
He's not making any sense.
Don't translate anything, Flores.
I don't understand. He's saying the ocean, it came alive and it took them. Destroyed their boat.
No, ask him again.
That's what he said.
What he said doesn't make any sense.
Keep translating. What's he saying?
destruiu meu barco, você tá entendendo? Você tá entendendo?
He says it was surrounding the boat. It came up from everywhere, all sides. What?
Em volta de nós, na esquerda, na direita, tava lá. Que nem nas árvores mais altas da floresta. Que nem quando era no rio, perdido na floresta, as árvores.
Killed the sun?
Tree? What's that mean?
Luiz, matou tudo.
Tava onde?
Em volta de nós, na esquerda, na direita, tava lá.
Que nem as árvores mais altas da floresta. It was like a forest. It reached into the sky and blocked out the sun.
What did I? He keeps saying it. What is it?
Senhor, o que fez isso? O que isso fez com o seu barco? O que matou seu amigo?
Foi a besta.
It was the beast.
Yes, we know. He keeps saying that, but what does it mean?
Deus não está aqui.
God is not here.
Deus nos abandonou.
God has abandoned us.
Sete cabeças, 10 chifres, e em cima dos chifres, 10 coroas. 10 coroas.
Luiz. Senhor.
He's passed out again. We probably overwhelmed him. I told you, everyone shouldn't have been in here.
What did he say?
7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns.
He's quoting the Bible.
He doesn't mean beast as in any monster. He means the beast. From Revelations.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Okay, Doctor. Do you have any idea as to when our guest might wake up again?
He'll be out completely for the next couple hours. Waking up like that? He was disoriented and confused.
That's the understatement of the year.
Whatever happened to him out there was clearly traumatizing at levels that, frankly, I've only seen in war.
You think he'd be calm enough later to speak to us lucidly?
Only time is going to tell. For now, and I mean it, he really needs to rest. Otherwise, we may never get answers.
Okay. Stay with him. Let us know if anything changes, yeah?
I will. For what it's worth, I think we need to keep going. Find out what really happened. I don't know if any of this has to do with the plane, but there's just too many questions now. And I want answers, too.
Thank you, Doctor. I know some of you are still skeptical, but we've heard his story and seen his ship.
That wasn't a story. That was the incoherent rant of a clearly traumatized man. I mean, revelations. Are we serious here?
Brazil is a profoundly Roman Catholic country. He's clearly grasping at deeply ingrained iconography specific to him in order to process his trauma. Is it the biblical beast? Unlikely. But it doesn't mean he didn't see something horrific, at least to him. What this tells me is he's not lying about something being out there.
The beast could have been an orca.
Not really this far south.
Oh, thank you, Anna. Well, we don't know the Hope of Horizon was his ship. Correlation is not causation, as someone else told me earlier today.
You saw the claw marks on that hull. They were huge.
They're claw marks now? Really? And since when did you start buying into this shit, Rayanch?
Understand, we are not out here randomly. And we haven't been making our calculations in the dark.
Yes, we don't understand anything. You've been hiding things from us.
Take a look at the screen.
Are these from the sub?
Yeah. Jim Harper's work prior to you joining us. What we were doing before his unfortunate episode.
I remember these. We were searching canyon floors for debris spread, right? That could have drifted from the LKP.
No, that's the impression I instructed Mr. Levi to give you.
You mean that's the lie you had him tell us?
No, I mean an executive choice was made until the right time where an overview of gathered facts and evidence could be presented cohesively.
Oh, well, if that isn't corporate spin.
And that time is now, Miss Soto. May I continue?
Sure, please do.
In the 3 weeks before Jim Harper's passing, we conducted 8 different dives, inspecting certain parts of these specific ocean canyons you can see here, spread out in these swathes. But we weren't looking for debris.
Then what were you looking for?
It's migration patterns. More so, it's trail.
Oh, your sea monster.
My daughter's cell phone video also recorded several minutes before the crash. The pilot was heard announcing that they were going to drop altitude considerably to avoid a large pocket of bad turbulence.
Huh. They do that?
Pilots can either choose to sometimes fly over or under turbulence. The FAA minimum safety altitudes can go as low as 1,000 feet above open water.
And you think the sea monster grabbed the plane out of the air? Like some Japanese monster movie.
I can play the end of the video if you wish, Miss Soto. And you can hear it again. Now, if it can reach 1,000 feet in the air, then its corresponding size must be...
massive. I mean, we're talking gargantuan.
Something that large could only grow and exist in an ocean. On land, gravity would crush it under its own mass. Theoretically, of course.
Jim Harper's dives revealed some of the canyons to be just that. Canyons. Okay. Now look at these images from 3 of Jim's dives. This is what we were looking for. Look at erosion patterns on the sides of these walls.
What? What is that? I've never seen anything like that before.
I have. All of us have.
Mr. Leo was right. She shared her findings taken from the object found next to the sun controller just prior to this meeting with me. Mr. Leo?
Thanks. Michaela was able to catch enough material from the object and the drill's flutes to salvage a viable sample. I was able to analyze them and run several tests.
So what is it?
It's not a rock at all. It's organic. It's keratin.
Wait, what, like what a rhino horn is made of?
Or elephant tusk, antlers, your nails. I believe what we found was part of a scute that had dislodged.
What's a scute?
It's what covers a turtle shell. Alligator's body, armadillo's back.
It's armor.
Yes, armor in this case that's over 6 feet thick, as easily seen in the images Michaela recorded.
Holy shit. That's extraordinary.
Yeah. Scutes also have natural grooves and ridges, and, well, look. The water was murky, but if we zoom in, we can still see large grooves on its surface.
And now look again at the close-up of these canyon walls.
A Anyway, there's a pattern to the erosion that I can't quite...
That matches the pattern of this scute.
So you're saying your monster made those canyons, like just swimming through?
Like how glaciers carved out canyons and valleys on land millions of years ago.
Then how old do we think this thing is? I mean, it's got to be ancient.
I mean, at least several thousand years, and for something to have created canyons that large, it would have to be...
Massive. Gargantuan.
Yes, Mr. Chava, you are right.
Big enough to reach 1,000 feet into the sky.
And block out the sun, as our guest in Medbay put it.
Or grab a low-flying plane.
Okay, all right. To say this is even pseudoscience is still completely absurd. A giant monster did not plow through the ocean floor creating canyons. Nate, you're the oceanographer. Can you please just talk some sense into this?
If we want to be fair, there are thousands upon thousands of geological features in the oceans. Okay, we've had the sonar data to create basic maps of sea floors, but I mean, if we're talking critical, thorough studies, we have more high-resolution imagery of the surface of Mars than of any ocean floor.
Wow. So, Rayange, Anna, and now you too, Nate. You're all starting to believe this crap.
Is it crap? I mean, many scientists are open to the possibility and the likely probability of extraterrestrial life. It's not called crazy anymore. We study space more than we do the oceans. They're the real final frontier. So really, anything could be down there.
Oh, great. Just great. What happened to a united front, guys? Huh?
Miss Soto, this is why I held back the full intentions of this mission at first. So I could gather more evidence and present a stronger case. None of you would have believed me at the outset of this expedition. But now, the audio recording, the attacked ship and witness, Mr. Leo's findings and the canyon wall's patterns, I think we're getting closer to the truth. And now I want all of us in this together.
Soto, where are you going? Flores, go get her.
No, let her go. It's okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Ugh, Al, this is officially insane. Kavanaugh's now got everyone on his side, and I don't know what I'm gonna do to get up. Noling! Hey, sorry, I didn't think anyone was back here.
Hey, you're not bothering me, if that's your thought.
No, I just, I thought this was a no-smoking ship.
Hey, that doesn't sound like any kind of ship at all.
I know you're not around a lot, so I don't know how much you've been hearing in the last day about what's happening, or what Kavanaugh thinks is happening, but I do...
I hear more than you think.
Okay, what does that mean?
It's clear now. I understand why I'm here, why he brought me.
Huh. You're not really the ship's mechanic, are you?
I know how to wrench on an engine, sure.
Okay, that's not what I asked.
Mr. Knowling was brought aboard because of a particular set of skills he's acquired from over 30 years at his trade.
You're a hunter.
The Norwegians are the greatest whale hunters in the world, dating back 4,000 years.
Not just whales! Giant squid, shark!
All the creatures of the deep.
And you believe him? That we're hunting some monster now?
I heard that video. And I heard that poor bastard who's too terrified to be awake now. I believe there is something out there waiting for us, waiting to be found.
And what are you going to do if we find it?
Mr. Knowling, would you excuse us, please?
Great. More deceit?
Mr. Knowling was never instructed to withhold his profession. And that was his own choice. He's a man who's dealt mostly in death. Not surprising he struggles interacting with the living. Mr. Levi told me about your group meeting this morning.
If you're here to threaten me into going along with this bullshit,
No. Quite the opposite, in fact. I welcome your challenging skepticism, Miss Soto. I think the mission needs it, if I'm being really honest, I need it.
That is not what I thought you'd say.
For months leading up to this, I asked myself, am I crazy? A dozen times a day. It's very easy to get carried away and see things that aren't there, which is why I've actually appreciated your contradictions. Because each time it makes me reconsider too. But now, the evidence is mounting.
Or you just wanted to. I do say this respectfully, sir. Because you don't want to live with the fact that you lost your family in a plane you built. You'd rather fight a monster.
You can keep questioning the evidence. I want you to. But I did bring you aboard for a purpose. I still need you to pilot the sub.
Huh. Yeah, so you want me to drive a sub around while there's a monster in the water?
You're no bait. Don't worry. Only when it's safe. And that's all there is, I promise.
Levi told me something similar 2 days ago. Look where we're at now.
All my cards are on the table. No more hiding, as you put it. Like I said, you don't have to believe me, but I'm still asking you to join me. And if I'm wrong, well, then you get to tell all your friends some crazy rich idiot paid you to drive around the ocean chasing sea monsters.
I asked a question earlier. I want to know what you think you're going to do if you find what you're looking for.
I just want to find it. And prove that it exists. And maybe, somehow, that'll give my wife and daughter some kind of closure. I don't know.
Maybe you stop blaming yourself deep down.
You're a natural mother, Miss Soto.
Excuse me?
Your apprehensions, they all come from a place of wanting to protect. In this case, the crew. You're a real mama bear.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna be a great actual mother, too. 1 month to go, right?
You had your people snoop in my personal life?
No, Miss Soto. Your lovely wife has been documenting every month of her baby bump on social media.
Oh, right. Good old social media.
These younger generations get so upset about their privacy, but they put their entire lives on display for the world to see.
I don't get it either. I don't have any of that crap.
No. Then apparently we do have one thing in common, Miss Soto.
Guess so.
Yeah, I guess so too.
It's past midnight, but for the first time I think I'm going to sleep well. Or at least okay, you know. Maybe I'll even get to dream of you, Al. So, like I said earlier, everyone's on Kavanaugh's side. But after talking to him, maybe that's okay. Don't get me wrong. He's delusional. But now hearing it directly from him, man, I get why. And I kind of feel bad for him. Hell, I mean, if the others get swept up in his fantasy, maybe they're all needing to chase a monster for their own reasons, too. In any case, I'm gonna do what I came here to do and just drive the damn sub wherever they tell me. Oh my god. I see. He's... No, no, he can't. No! No! Hey! No! No! Sir! Sir! Hey, sir! Please! Please! Come on, come down from there, okay? Everything's gonna be okay. Sir, can you understand me? Please, it's okay. Come on down. We can help you. Okay? Please.
Ela virou quando viu o som da espada. Foge. A princesa disse, enquanto podes, antes que a besta te veja.
No, no, I don't... Wait, you have to just get off the ledge. Please, sir.
You're all going to die out here.
Toto.
The guy! That man! He just jumped!
Damn it! Man overboard!
Shit!
Flores, get the floods on and get the Zodiac in the water! Shit, where? I can't see anything. Where? Where did he go
I
in?
I don't know! There? I don't know!
Should have been there.
You were there. But you need sleep too, Aaron.
Mr. Levi, is there no chance?
No, he's gone, sir. If he were trying to just escape, he would have commandeered the Zodiac. Or at least worn a life vest. He wanted to die instead of facing whatever he saw. Again.
Jesus Christ.
People... We need to stay focused. Our mission hasn't changed. We have work to do.
What if it's true? All of it. What if we do find something? And it's exactly what we think it could be. What he saw that would make him want to do this. What then?
Then we find out what we're all really made of.
Mr. Noling. Please.
Mr. Kavanaugh, what's in the cage?
I'm sorry?
Lower level, next to the engine room, the Faraday cage you have locked behind a steel door.
Is that what you think that is?
Well, is it?
Whoa. What happened?
The power?
Mr. Chabra.
I don't know. It's saying everything is offline.
Everything?
This is not an acceptable answer, Mr. Chabra.
I don't appreciate sitting here in the dark, Mr. Chabra, and I mean that quite literally.
The system is not responding at all. I don't know.
What does this mean, Mr. Chabra?
It means, right now, we're dead in the water.
Did anyone else...
I heard it.
Yes,
me too. What was that?
You all know damn well what it was.
Miss Soto, did you hear that?
Yes. I heard it.
Last Known Position stars Gina Rodriguez as Michaela Soto, James Purifoy as William Kavanaugh, Ashley Bell as Anna DeLeo, Manny Jacinto as Nate Cordero, Venk Patula as Rayansh Chabra, Travis Joe Dixon as Levi, Olivia Chang as Aaron Huang, Giovanna Quinto as Lisa Flores, Matthew Henderson as Noling, Chloe Stearns as Sarah Cavanaugh, with additional performances by William Vidiato. Story by Luke Passmore and Jeremy Platt. Created and written by Luke Passmore. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Gina Rodriguez, Luke Passmore, Jeremy Platt, John Wynn, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and David LaVita. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Edited by Gabe Birch. Additional editor Eric Aaron. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer Randy Torres. Mixed by Andrew Pomeroy and Ryan Sanchez. Score mixer David Tadashore. Supervising mixer Ben Milchev. Casting directors Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weissner. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Ben Swimmer, Randy Patton, Hugo Marrero, Benjamin Rowe, Jenna Caffrey, and Rick Silvestrini. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Last known position is a Q Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Are you searching for a new position? Let ZipRecruiter help guide you to a job you love.